And we return. It is today's topical currents on this beautiful winter day here in South Florida.
Winter.
Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Bonnie, you know, Valentine's Day is getting near.
Yes, we'll be giving
we'll
flowers.
Be what?
Well.
Well, food and dining time has arrived on this Thursday. We have chef, author, syndicated columnist, my longtime friend Linda Gassenheimer with us. We have a Food Network personality on the line. Linda, what else is on the menu?
Wow, what's on the menu? I want to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here you go. Have you ever noticed when you have friends over, everybody lands up in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
That's, well, the Food TV Network created a show just based on that. They've got everyone in the kitchen.
Why is that?
Because everybody's in the kitchen. We're going to find out because one of the hosts of that show is with us. She's Katie Lee, and her specialty is casual, comfortable food in the kitchen. Welcome, Katie Lee.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Great to have you. I understand you're in Long Island. I hope you're warm.
Yes, trying to keep warm up here. We have had such a cold winter. It just won't stop. It's the winter that doesn't end.
Are you in the kitchen?
Actually, I am. I'm sitting in my kitchen with a cup of hot tea and a big sweater.
All right.
Stay warm. Stay warm. Well, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners, right here now in warm Miami or South Florida. Do you find that when your friends come over, you have everyone in the kitchen? What do you serve them? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Our email is radio at WLRN.org.
Also joining us from the cold north is our favorite wine guy, and that's Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And you can read Fred's wine column in today's Miami Herald. Fred, how are you doing?
Oh, it's 8 degrees and snowing, so I'm doing great. But after the stress of that previous half hour, I think I'm going to talk about comfort wine.
Are you comfortable in your long johns up there?
Absolutely. Very toasty.
Katie, everybody, he's in Michigan. So, Katie, he's colder than you are.
He's even colder. Okay, yes. I won't complain as much. But.
All right. Sounds good. Well, let's talk about the kitchen since you're sitting in one. How does the show work? And how does it all come together?
So the show is based on the concept that everybody ends up in the kitchen. You know, whenever I have people in my home, I entertain quite a bit. No matter how nicely I set up the living room, everybody wants to be in the kitchen. So the show has five food personalities, five chefs in the kitchen. It's Jeffrey Zakarian, who is an Iron Chef, Marcela Valladolid. She's from Mexico originally, so she has a great Mexican flair to her cooking. Sunny Anderson. Sunny makes great comfort food. And Jeff Morrow, who won the Next Food Network Star and is the Sandwich King. Jeff comes from Chicago, and he's a dad, and he brings a lot of great, fun energy to the show. And I'm from West Virginia, so I have that kind of southern flair, but I like to cook a little bit on the healthier side. So all of us have different backgrounds and different styles of cooking.
So what's it like with so many personalities in the kitchen? I mean, do you all get on? How do you organize it? What happens?
This is one instance where there aren't too many cooks in the kitchen.
I see.
We all get along really well together. I really, really like all of the people on the show. We all enjoy each other's company, so that really helps. And I have learned so much from my co-hosts on the show. You know, everybody has different tips and tricks for cooking. One of the things we're doing this weekend is old tools, new tricks. So everybody has a kitchen gadget that they've repurposed. And
what's yours?
Totally yes,
so what are some of the ones that are going to be repurposed? What's yours first?
I actually used a vegetable steamer basket for a shrimp cocktail. So you know how when you have a shrimp cocktail and it always ends up, the shrimp is like sitting in the ice water and it's you know, this like soupy ice water mixture. And so what I did, I put the shrimp in the steamer basket and then set that in the ice so that any of the water drips out and you don't get the
So the shrimp is just sitting, the shrimp is just sitting above the ice with the cold air coming up.
The ice is in the steamer basket so that it's coming out. So it's hard to explain without being able to see it.
What are some of the other gadgets that people have that we should all have that you love?
Well, we also do a lot of gadgets, like should you buy it or should you not buy it? Do you need it or not? So on one episode, we had strawberry hullers, and so we kind of pair it against a paring knife to see which one works better and which one works faster. I tend to think the paring knife is always the better solution. You know, there's so many kitchen gadgets that wind up in a drawer that you never use.
Right.
And they just kind of take up space. And I think even if it is a little bit easier, like I'd rather have the extra storage room and just use the paring knife to do those kinds of tasks.
Right, so that makes it life a lot easier. Now, I understand that coming up on the, actually the kitchen airs here on the Food Network on Saturdays at 11 a.m., you have a special one coming up. You went to pizza school? Pizza
yes,
University?
That's right. Yeah, I went to pizza school in December, and I have to tell you, as silly as that sounds, it was one of the best culinary experiences I've ever had. So there's a group called the Verace Pizza Napoletana, and it's based in Naples, and their goal is, to quote them, to defend the honor of Neapolitan-style pizza.
Okay, so this is Naples, Italy, not Naples, Florida. Okay.
Yes, Naples, Italy.
Well, the homework for that course must be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you know, we actually also had written work to do. I had to take a written exam and a practical exam at the end of it, which I was really nervous about.
I wanted to know something.
I've taken an exam since I was in college.
So did you learn how to twirl the pizza dough?
Well, it's actually not traditional to Neapolitan pizza to throw the dough.
Oh.
Started in America, they believe that the pizza dough should always be in contact with the counter. So you do a method where you kind of spin it on the counter with both hands and pat it as you go and stretch it. And it's actually very quick and very effective for doing the pizza stretching. And I have a pizza oven at home, an outdoor pizza oven, and I make pizza quite a bit.
Well, let me ask you, Katie, you have an outdoor pizza oven. What is it? Is it wood-fired, coal-fired? How do you fire it up?
It's a gas starter, but wood-fired, so I can put wood in it. It's from a company called Woodstone, and a lot of restaurant kitchens have them, and they started making them for homes. So I got one I have an outdoor kitchen, and I love this thing. I mean, people in Florida, it would be a great addition to your outdoor kitchen because you guys can use it all year long. Mm-hmm. I only use it when it's warm outside.
What brought you to pizza? That was your love?
I love pizza, and it's always been one of my favorite foods. So when I got my pizza oven, I heard about this pizza school. So it's based originally in Naples, but they opened up campuses in Los Angeles, Brazil, and Japan. So I decided to go to the Los Angeles campus. And it's a 3-day course, and I learned everything about pizza. I made so many pizzas in those 3 days. I probably made 100 pizzas.
Oh, wow.
And,
What was the most unusual pizza you made?
You know, we didn't do unusual. It was mostly pizza margaritas. The most traditional pizzas there are pizza marinara, which is the marinara sauce and sliced garlic. And then the margarita, which, of course, is the tomato sauce, the mozzarella cheese, and the basil. So they're traditionally not that into a lot of toppings. It's really all about getting the right dough, and learning how to make that dough was so important, and really learning how to stretch it and how to use the oven.
So we'll be able to see you doing this on The Kitchen this week.
This week on The Kitchen, I'm going to show people how to make that traditional Neapolitan pizza in their oven at home. So
great.
If you don't have a pizza oven, I'm going to show you how to do it in a traditional oven with a pizza stone. And I'll give you all the tips and show you how to stretch the dough, because it really is easy once you learn how to do this trick of stretching the dough.
Okay,
it's
so
really
now
simple.
You also have a segment called It's called Into It and Over It, and it's all about trends. Mm-hmm. So what trends are we over, and what trends are we into at the moment?
Well, I'm always thinking of things that I'm into. One thing that I'm really into right now is coconut oil, but not just for cooking. I use it as a moisturizer because it is so cold here. I feel like my skin's so dry.
Okay.
So I've raided my pantry for coconut oil, and I put it on my face at night as a night cream.
Oh.
And I also put it in my hair. It's great for your hair to keep the moisture in it. And I know I've spent a lot of time in Miami, and I always get this frizzy hair in Miami, so the coconut oil helps with that.
There's a cooking tip for us in Miami.
Yeah.
Coconut oil in our hair.
How do you just put it directly in your hair?
Yeah. I take it straight out of the jar and put it right on my hair. I twist my hair up and I go to bed. And the next day I wake up and wash it, and it's really nicely moisturized. I do that about twice a week.
No frizz hair for people in Miami.
All right.
Is really interesting for a lot of our male listeners.
Yeah, and so it's kind of great. You know, you get a big jar of it for $10. You can cook with it, and you can use it as your moisturizer and as a hair treatment.
Well, you save a lot of money.
Oh. So then the next morning you put it in your pizza.
Then you can cook eggs with it the next morning. And, you know, speaking of morning foods for beauty treatments, the other thing I love doing, well, it's not really a food, but coffee. I'll take my coffee grinds out of the coffee maker, and I mix them with a little bit of oil and some sugar, and I use it as a body scrub, because the caffeine that's in the coffee, it tightens your skin, so it's a great cellulite fighter.
Oh, well, there you go. All kinds of information you can get.
Wow, we didn't know we were going to hear all this today, Linda.
I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and my guest today is Katie Lee. She's been talking about all kinds of interesting facts, cooking and non. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and our guest is TV Food Network star Katie Lee. Her latest show is The Kitchen, and she's been giving us some great kitchen tips and a few beauty tips. It's been very interesting. It's dinner in minutes time. And so with thoughts of the Chinese New Year began January 31st, here's a quick and easy Chinese dinner.
I've been thinking about that daily, that it's the Chinese New Year.
Have you been having Chinese food, Joseph Cooper?
Okay, Joe, what year is it in China?
It's the year of the Fred.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good year.
Five spice shrimp with Chinese noodles. Quick and easy. Five spice powder is used in many Asian dishes, and it includes things, flavors like cinnamon and cloves and star anise and Szechuan peppercorns. It's really a good spice, and you can find it in the spice section of the supermarket. So all you do is you mix some rice vinegar together, some of the five spice powder, a little garlic and soy sauce, and some sesame oil. Set that aside. Very simple. Stir fry some broccoli, just a couple of minutes. Add the shrimp and the sauce, another couple of minutes. Remove the shrimp and the broccoli and reduce the sauce. One more minute. How many minutes have we got now? Maybe five. And pour the sauce over the shrimp. Boil up some Chinese noodles and toss with sesame oil. Very simple, easy recipe. At the complete recipe and a photo, that's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please also follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred, are we drinking some comfort wines or what?
Yeah, absolutely. All your talk about comfortable and casual food and entertaining makes me think of that cozy new drink category I call comfort wine. It's kind of the Venice equivalent of macaroni and cheese, and it's for when you're in a mellow mood and you're sitting around the kitchen table and you want a wine that doesn't pucker you all up. Now, this is nothing particularly new, I guess. Winemakers have been taking powerful wines and making them more comfortable for centuries. That's what Bordeaux is, really. The famous Bordeaux region makes wine mostly out of Cabernet Sauvignon, which is a noble grape, but it can be kind of harsh and astringent sometimes. So to soften it and make it more comfortable, they add other grapes, like frequent addition is Merlot, which has sweeter fruit and softer tannins. So it's the main purpose of blending different grapes into wine overall. The strengths of one fill in the weaknesses of the other. And today in California's Livermore Valley, right across the bay from San Francisco, there's a winery called Murrieta's Well, which is making a white comfort wine and a red one. The white wine.
Is it called a comfort wine? Do they call it that?
No, that's just my characterization of it. They probably never heard of this.
Okay.
The white they call the whip, and it's a blend of actually 8 aromatic white grapes. It has Chardonnay, Gewurztraminer, Sauvignon Blanc, Orange Muscat, Viognier, Pinot Blanc, Semillon, and Muscat Canelli. I don't know how they get them all in the bottle.
What about Ripple?
No Ripple. Well, that would be make you so comfortable you'd have to go lie down, Joe. That's the problem with that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's this wine is very rich and fruity and has flavors of ripe apricots and caramel and all kinds of nice things. It's so nice it feels good in your tummy. And it's only $21 a bottle, too.
So doesn't all bad. Wine feel good in your tummy, Fred Chasker?
Oh, I don't know if Ripple does after a while.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's been a while. Incidentally, Linda, this wine has the sweetness to go with your zingy 5-spice shrimp. That would be a nice combination.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay.
And Marietta Wells' red comfort wine is called the Spur, and it's a blend of Petite Syrah, Petite Verdot, Cabernet Sauvignon, Malbec, and Cabernet Franc. And it's very smooth and very rich, and it has flavors from black raspberries to licorice to milk chocolate. It's really nice stuff, and it's
$25. I think it would be very comforting if I had the licorice and the milk chocolate and the raspberries.
Oh, you don't take it in liquid form, huh?
Well,
you
whatever.
Just eat the chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, these are just 2 examples. I think any time you see 4 or 5 or 8 grapes in a single wine, you can figure that it will be softer and richer than other wines and turns into a comfort wine. So just try one and see if it doesn't make you feel comfortable.
Sounds good to me. Let's get back to Katie Lee. Katie, when you were giving us your cosmetic finds, you mentioned that you spend time in Florida. So do you come here often? Mm-hmm.
I love to come to Florida, especially in the winter, for obvious reasons. I used to spend about 4 months a year in Miami, but now I just go for a few long weekends. And I'm coming actually at the end of February for the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, which I'm really excited about. I'm doing an interactive lunch as part of the festival. That's on Saturday the 22nd. And so I'll be cooking, and people can cook along with me. So everybody has the ingredients
right.
and gets to cook their own lunch. So it's really fun.
Katie, I just want to ask, when you do the coffee beans and the oil.
She's back to the cosmetic. Never mind the food part.
Everybody always loves those tricks. Yeah.
Well, Linda, you should have those on your website.
What, the coffee and the coconut oil in your hair?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Katie, send me the recipes for it, and I'll put it up on the website.
No real recipe. You just get the coffee grounds after you use them out of the coffee pot and rub them on there.
Oh, they're used coffee grounds.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, after you've already brewed your coffee, so just the leftovers.
All right. So what are some of your favorite restaurants or places to go to when you're here in Florida?
Well, there are so many good ones. One place that I always hit up is Macaluso's. I go there to get their meatballs and their chicken parm. I love, like, red sauce Italian, so that's one of my favorites. I also love Scarpetta at the Fountain Blue. I think Scott Kona is such a fantastic chef. So I like to follow him. And I got to get some stone crabs on there and some key lime pie at Joe's.
Well, it sounds to me like a lady from Virginia likes a lot of Italian food.
I do. I love Italian food. It's really my favorite. I think I like to pretend that I'm Italian.
So that's how you, that's why you went to your pizza school in Los Angeles?
Yes, I spent a semester in Florence, Italy when I was in college, so I really got into Italian food, and that really impacted me and also influenced my style of cooking with, you know, farm to table, because that's such a way of life and a way of cooking in Italy, so it was a big influence for me.
Well, I bet you'll be looking forward to a little warmer weather to fire up your pizza oven.
Oh, I can't wait. And I can't wait to come to South Beach for the Wine and Food Festival. My mom's coming with me. we were on the phone earlier today saying, oh, we can't wait to get to Florida. We can't wait to be in the sunshine.
Well, come on down. It's nice and sunny here. Well, it's been a very interesting and tasty week. Katie Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you all.
The Kitchen airs.
I'm going to try and beat Bonnie to the coffee grounds and the coffee maker here.
her television Food Network show, The Kitchen, it airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. And she'll be down here for the festival at the Biltmore Hotel. She'll be cooking up, so you can go cook with her.
Well, yeah, there's still tickets available for that, so you can go online and come cook with me.
All right. Well, next week we have a special Valentine celebration with the Food Network's Kelsey Nixon. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.